You're listening to 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and the Louisiana Office of Tourism have announced the relaunch of the Louisiana African American Heritage Trail. A luncheon took place at the Whitney Plantation in St. James Parish to discuss the plans. Lieutenant Governor Nungesser says the trail created years ago left out some of Louisiana's significant history.
So by relaunching it, we can add all these sites, occurrences, happenings that may not fit within what we're doing with the Civil Rights Trail, but definitely have a place in history here in Louisiana.
The African American Heritage Trail includes some sites that showcase innovative African Americans and their contributions to the nation's history and Louisiana's everyday life, culture, and art. The Civil Rights Trail focuses on events that predated the Civil Rights Movement. Nungesser says the relaunch came with consolidating the two staffs.
So we decided to relaunch that trail, put the same team that is working on the Civil Rights Trail to bring new things, new materials, new promotion.
The African American Heritage Trail was first launched in February 2008 with 26 sites from New Orleans to North Louisiana. Now there are 38 sites open to the public. The Heritage Trail will highlight the arrival of ships carrying the enslaved and continue through the civil rights period. Nungesser says this will have long-term benefits.
So I think taking all of these assets and educational tools and putting some money behind to promote them is going to be good for education and good for tourism.
A Trump administration ban on devices that enable a shooter to fire multiple rounds from semi-automatic weapons with a single trigger pull is back before a federal appeals court in New Orleans. The ban was instituted after a sniper using a bump stock in Las Vegas killed dozens in 2017. So far, federal rulings have upheld the ban, but it will now go in front of a three-judge Court of Appeals in New Orleans. They'll rehear the argument. It's likely to wind up at the Supreme Court.